News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and it is time, when you hear that song, to talk a little bit about ADX Digital Communications, ADX Digital Marketing. Brian Prowess is here, one of our marketing consultants. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Meg. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
It's always great to see you and come in and talk about digital marketing. And
you are the expert, boy. I tell you what, if you have a question about digital marketing, please text it in this next half hour at 850-437-1620, because Brian is
I'm ready. I'm hot to go, as the kids say. I'm ready.
You are ready
for whatever you got.
Okay.
I'm ready to go, because there's so much happening all around us all the time. This weekend,
incredible.
I was thinking about, I was trying to get to the Snowball Derby. I'm so bummed out that they're going to race at one today. I was going to go down there because I'm new here, so I haven't seen Five Flags Speedway before. And I went Wednesday night, and I'm seeing all these NASCAR guys and all these other guys that are incredible drivers.
Oh, yeah. This is a big deal and a big annual event.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know. And I was thinking about, of course, then I trip into my digital thinking, you know. It was easily set me up into a digital. Like, I'm always thinking about what we're going to talk about. And I'm like, I'm going to talk about this with Meg. We're going to talk about how events like that. So check this out. What about this for an idea for your business? So if you wanted to target the people who are race fans,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe you sell tires or brakes, or maybe you're hiring for an auto mechanic. I don't really know what the different applications could be, but if you wanted to, we could actually draw a circle around the speedway and ping anybody that goes in that circle.
I think that's amazing.
With ads later, following them later,
mm-hmm.
to remind them of whatever the opportunity is that you have for them, whether that's to save money or to purchase a service from you or maybe come to work for you.
Yeah.
If you want to use the hiring concept. But there are all kinds of ways that we can draw a circle around a location and then collect that information, because your phones leave breadcrumbs around no matter what you do. When your location is on, you're browsing someplace, you are opening yourself up to being advertised to. And it's just a fact of life. There's really no way around it. If you don't want to be part of that, then don't carry a cell phone. Go get one of those beepers. That's the only way you can avoid it.
Right?
So, but I'm thinking you could draw a circle around that spot. And anybody goes in there, and here's the part that really warps my brain. Let's say you missed the big event.
Mm-hmm.
You can go back.
Yes.
You can go backwards with what we call geoframing.
And how does that work?
And circle, I don't know. It just does. It works because the data is still there.
Wow.
You can go back and circle that spot.
Mm-hmm.
And think about putting a geofence around your competitors.
Ooh, that's where you need the music.
Oh, you went over there and looking for that widget. Well, I sell it over here and ours is better.
Yeah.
Or show us this ad and save 10%.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can get real strategical.
Just very strategic. That's a good word.
So I wanted to just lead with that. I was just thinking about from the weekend and the race and all that stuff. So good luck to all the guys out there. It's going to be fun. And for everybody that made it all the way through, and the people running the show out there.
Amazing.
Staying with it. I did see something on Facebook. Somebody's like, they were running cars at 3 a.m. on Saturday or whatever it was. Like, yeah, because it was dry.
Weather
so
raining.
They're going to drive until they can't.
Oh, there's
and
nothing.
You live by a racetrack.
Oh, I know. And there's nothing worse than we had the parade. Some of them got canceled. Some of them actually happened. I mean, it was kind of a crazy weekend that way.
It was. It was. We were scheduled to go down to all the parades. You know, that's another thing. You could actually draw a geoframe around, or a fence around, the parade.
This Saturday, the Christmas parade.
Or just a location downtown, mm-hmm. for instance. I mean, whatever downtown means to you.
Yeah.
So these are some of the ideas we have ready to deploy on your behalf,
mm-hmm.
at ADX Digital. The way to get into the conversation to find out how we can help you is to call Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000. Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000. And he'll deploy one of us. We have like a bat cave. And we jump in the car and we say, we're off. And we run off to come visit you for free to sit down. And my favorite part of that is we talk about a lot of different things. And it isn't always specifically to try and like sell you a thing. It's mm-hmm. more like we want to be your marketing partner. We want to help you look ahead and get strategic about what's coming, which is what I always love talking about, what's happening in Q1 with sports right now. The sports season is ramping up, obviously, from the football that we saw this weekend. Mm-hmm. The playoffs are here in college, and the playoffs are coming in the NFL. Plus, there's this little thing they call the Olympics.
No kidding.
In February.
That's sneaking up on us already.
And then the World Cup after that.
Wow.
And it isn't that you have to be a fan of any of those things to target the people who watch them, knowing the audiences in streaming television. And that could be YouTube TV. That could be Roku, Fire Stick. It could be Tubi. And it could be Fubo. Could be Pluto. There's a Peacock, Paramount. These apps have openings for us to deliver your 30-second video ad into them. And what we do specifically around this idea that we're calling the Super Sports Cycle in January is that we can target fans of the Olympics by sport, by winter or summer.
Really?
By interest in television, and we can say NBC Olympics. We can target fans of American football, of NFL and college sports, and even the big game for the NFL coming up in February. We can target the fans of those things and deliver ads to them even when they're not watching those specific things. What's happening is the amount of viewing is going to skyrocket. Really, it's on. It's mm-hmm. on now.
Right.
If you have a 30-second TV or video commercial, we can insert it into all of that programming I just talked about on your behalf and get you into places that you might be surprised you can get in front of people you might be surprised you can reach. So that's all part of all the digital stuff that goes around in my head that we're talking about here all the time, putting proposals together left and right for people that say, hey, yeah, I want to talk about that a little bit more. Teach me more about it. And Meg, more and more all the time, they say, I had no idea you guys do this.
Yeah.
At ADX Communications. We're not just news radio and Cat Country and ESPN Pensacola and Pensacola Playlist. We are also a, in my objective opinion, formidable digital partner in a lot of ways, and we just scratched the surface in these podcasts. You need mm-hmm. to give us a call, and we'll sit down and talk to you about that. So call Jeff, 850-262-6000, to learn more about any of this stuff that we're talking about right here.
Okay, we're talking with Brian Prowitz, who is one of our marketing consultants, obviously very knowledgeable about digital.
I just talk a lot, that's
all. It's got a good radio voice, too, by the way. But we are here at Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and that's what it stands for. Having the experts here every day to help get you informed about the latest technology, about what's happening in town. So if you have a question for Brian this morning, do text it in at 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back on Pep Talk. We are back with Pep Talk, talking to Brian Prowitz, one of our ADX digital marketing consultants, all about the opportunities that are available for you through the holidays and the beginning of the year. So much happening, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
And so many. Let's talk a little bit about marketing itself.
Yeah, just in general, I just wanted to put this out there a little bit. There are different stages of marketing, and different products that we have, including the radio stations, by the way, fit a different part of what should be your marketing strategy. And I always encourage companies to have a marketing plan, have marketing content. Now is a perfect time, even though I realize everyone's hair is on fire. The days are getting shorter. It's like, I talked to somebody just this morning. I'm like, hey, can you meet this week? He's like, this week's crazy. I'm like, well, what's next week going to be like? Next week,
right.
As we get closer, it's going to get more and more nutty all the time. But it's so important to set aside some time and make a plan for 2026 in how you plan to market your company. And we talk about a marketing funnel, and I'm going to try to describe this. This is a bit of a challenge because I have this pretty map here in front of me. Look at that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
It's hard to
funnel.
Describe on the radio.
It is nearly impossible to describe on the radio. But from a marketing standpoint, you have branding and awareness as sort of the top of the funnel. These are the people that don't know you exist. And there are certain ways to get your name out there for branding and awareness. And I think radio is right there at the top because You can put offers in there and try to move people along the funnel down. At the bottom of the funnel, by the way, is the purchase.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all the stages from I don't even know you exist all the way down to trying you out and then looking at other things to see if what the reviews are, that kind of a thing, down all the way to literally buying it off your shelf. So at the very top, branding and awareness, we have, I've talked about geoframing. That would be going backwards to an event to ping people to say, hey, this other event, so you like this event, check out this one coming up. That's mm-hmm. the concept there. That's a brand new idea. They didn't know you exist. Connected TV might be another example of that. We talked about that a little bit with the Super Sports Cycle, getting your name and face and contact information and maybe even a QR code, by the way, on the screen in front of people who don't know you exist. This is the very top of the funnel, branding and awareness. We have online audio options, believe it or not, a radio station selling spots on podcasts throughout the fruited plain, wherever your targeted audience might live.
Which is amazing.
And then video, we used to call it, YouTube Plus. YouTube Plus is a branding and awareness concept as well. And then video, we used to call that pre-roll, but now those 30-second videos sometimes appear in the middle of things as well. I know. Yeah, connected TV. Digital out of home. So as you drive around and the places you go, especially in restaurants and hotels, even sometimes on college campuses, there are screens all over the place showing you all kinds of different things. We can put your ad on that. You see some of the digital billboards around mm-hmm. town? We have access to those too. There are 133 locations in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties where we can put a video or just a digital graphic
wow,
on a screen in front of people in this area.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that's a branding and awareness concept. You're just minding your own business, and then you see a sign that says, you know, eat at Joe's. And this is the top of the funnel. And then we go down into the next phase is consideration and evaluation. This is where people start to go, I'm going to check them out.
Mm-hmm.
Now they go online. Your external facing persona now is mm-hmm. important. Your website, your Google. Are you easy to find on Google?
So when they do come to find you, the information is there.
Yes. Reviews. They might talk to friends. Hey, did you know about this place? And it helps move them closer to the bottom of the funnel, which is the purchase. So, okay, now I'm aware of you. Now I'm going to find out what other people have said about you. I'm going to do some research. And then intention is the next phase before conversion. Conversion meaning the buy. Mm-hmm. Intention, there's one slice of this funnel, and it's website visitor ID. What we can do is tell you by name and a little bit of their background who came to your website. Now they've hit your site. You've got them to do what you want to do, but they haven't bought. They hit your site. They go about their way. Well, now is a very important time to be able to advertise to them. And we can do that with a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the steps right there, right before they buy, they might come to your site and they chicken out.
Right.
They start that form and then they leave.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't stop us from being able to advertise to them. So we have a device, a tool called Website Visitor ID. It sits on your website. It collects information from about between 20 and 50% of the people that hit your site without cookies, which is kind of interesting. People, they go, I don't want cookies. Reject mm-hmm. the cookies. But we can still get to them. And then conversion. And this is where pay-per-click campaigns and even live chat. We have a live chat option.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk about this very much because we try not to go so deep. I'm deep in the weeds with you this morning, Meg.
But it's all good. I'm understanding all of this, which is...
That's good. That's because I'm talking with my hands. I've got just pointing all over the place. But live chat without a bot. This is not a bot.
Mm-hmm.
We actually build information into this product that you can put on your website so that there is someone, a human on the other end, responding to the questions that are coming in, and they have a script and can represent your company well. And kind of the sweetest part of this is there is an upfront setup, but fee. But after that, it's how many leads you get.
Wow.
is how you get charged for that.
That's
and
fair.
And the goal of that person with the live chat is to get down to name, email, phone number, and then that gets passed on to whoever the boss is.
Mm-hmm.
You're building your customer base. You're now officially, you've got the lead.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have somebody who has gone through that entire funnel and is pretty much ready to go and just needs that last phone call with your salesperson. How many times, and maybe you've said this too, it's like, if I can talk to them, like if I can shake someone's hand,
right,
I can get them.
Makes all the difference.
We'll make the sale, mm-hmm. but I got to get them in the house here. I got to get them in the building and I got to be able to talk to them. And then I'll take it from there. So, yeah. And so a lot of times when we talk about digital, we're talking about impressions. We talk about how many times your ad is going to be shown.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talk about then what they do next and clicks. And I often say to people, if I could tell you you're going to get, let's just say, 150 people out of this campaign to reach out to you so you can talk to them, would it be worth it?
Ooh, I would say yes.
Yeah. So
yes.
So that's our goal, to try to do that. And that's part of the funnel for marketing. And now you know everything I know.
All right. Thank you, Brian. This has been so interesting. We're going to come back in just a minute or two. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We are here with Brian Prowitz, one of our marketing consultants for ADX Digital. I feel like I'm really learning and understanding more and more each day when you come on.
Good.
About how this all works.
Well, there'll be a test.
No, please don't.
I'm going to email that to you when we're done.
So how do we get in touch with you?
Well, you want to call Jeff Wayne. He's the boss. Not Bruce Wayne, although I did refer to the Batcave
earlier.
You did. Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000. 262-6000. He's the boss. He dispatches us like an emergency digital response unit.
There you go.
Emergency digital response, EDRU.
There you go.
And we come and sit down with you in about half an hour or so. We can sit down and really get deeper into the kinds of things we have in our toolbox that will help you. And again, so many people, when they're done with that conversation, they go, I had no idea that you offered these things. And honestly, there are a lot of places that you can get your digital. I mean, there are lots of people that are really mm-hmm. smart about it. And what we love the most is that our rates are competitive and this combines really well with radio or standalone on its own. But the other thing is we have 19 different ways we can reach your target audience through digital, through ADX Digital Communications.
Excellent. Yep. And before we go, Brian, I want to mention really quickly, I was hoping to have Terry Gross from Gross & Schuster on the show this morning, and we had a little mix-up, which was my fault. So, Terry, I apologize, but I wanted to be sure and mention that the firm of Gross & Schuster is having their community cookout tomorrow, Brian. So I hope you'll come, and I hope everybody listening will come. It'll be tomorrow from 11 to 2 at the Gross & Schuster, which is right there on the corner of Palafox, 803 North Palafox, on the corner of Palafox and Cervantes. They're going to have free food, fun, and freebies. I'm not sure what all that includes,
okay.
But it'll be from 11 to 2, and it's their way of giving back to the local community, and they really encourage folks to come out and meet with them. They'll have parking right there at their place, so if you get a chance, do come out and check it out. It'll be a lot of fun.
You know, there are so many ways this area is giving back all the time.
It's incredible.
This is such an incredible. I went downtown Saturday night. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly. I saw fake snow. I saw
from Winterfest.
Fake snow.
Yes, it's
oh
so
my
fabulous.
Goodness. It was fantastic. So as we continue to learn this place, we are just more and more excited all the time and more excited about the opportunities that we have with digital marketing here at ADX Digital Communications. Jeff Wayne is the guy, 850-262-6000. Do not mention Notre Dame to him.
Yeah, not today.
850-262-6000 if you want to hear more about digital marketing from ADX Digital Communications.
Thank you so much, Brian.